Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with this headline. Teamsters, looks like they've avoided a pension cut, well, at least for now.
Yeah, thousands of upstate New York retired Teamsters have dodged a potential cut in their pension payments, at least for now, thanks to a recent decision by the federal government. Eventually, the retirees may face smaller cuts than originally called for. It had been reported that they would lose about a third of their pensions because the fund was not fully funded, the pool from which the pensions are drawn. Still, this is going to be a short-lived respite. They were going to kick in July, the cuts. Now they'll probably kick in October, but the good news is they won't be quite as bad. And it's from local Teamsters 294, which includes about 16,500 retirees, mostly truck drivers from upstate New York.
Jury selection expected to wrap up in the trial of UAlbany students accused of making up allegations of being the targets of a racist attack on a CDTA bus. This had the university roiled for a while when it was happening.
Yes, the opening arguments could begin as soon as today in that trial if the full jury is selected. 12 jurors were already picked, and 4 alternates will be picked today. The case drew national attention after one of the defendants, Asha Burwell, who was a student at UAlbany, who's African-American, took to Twitter on the morning of January 30th, 2016, and detailed a series of events that took place allegedly hours earlier. It said that she and her friends, co-defendants Ariel Aguido and a third student, Alexis Briggs, who are all black, got on a bus where a group of white students hurled racial slurs at them, and bystanders watched without helping. Later, investigations showed that, according to police, that they viewed tapes and everything and said that the allegations were false. And now they're facing charges of third-degree assault, second-degree harassment, and third-degree falsely reporting an incident. And a lot of attention on that trial.
Another trial that a lot of the local stations are following has to do with a tragic story on Lake George involving a boat and an 8-year-old girl.
Yes, that's in Queensbury in Warren County, having to do with a tragedy on Lake George last summer where an 8-year-old girl was killed and her mother was severely injured. Alexander West is the defendant. He's charged with manslaughter and other charges. Warren County District Attorney Kate Hogan contends that West was drunk when his boat struck the McHugh boat. The crash several hours after the annual booze fest on Lake George called Log Bay Day. West was allegedly partying with friends, one of whom is expected to testify after the jury is selected, which could be today, and then opening arguments would take place in that trial. It's getting a lot of attention, too.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. You can head to timesunion.com for more or listen to our conversation again on our website, wamc.org. Mike, we thank you as always.
Thank you, David.